Do. What do we do? We start off with some Kendrick.
You walk around like everything is in control. Favor come with favors and you can't say no. Go out the way to make the coin available. That's what I call love. The closest ones afraid to say they need some time. The turnaround is life or death, but you don't mind. Go out the way to say you made the compromise. That's what I call love. For the time it'll go, then I'll be there when somebody needs you. You say no, and all you done gives them amnesia. One thing I've learned, love can change with the seasons.
And I can't please everybody. No, I can't please everybody. Wait, you can't please everybody. No, I can't please everybody.
I can't please everybody.
That's that new Kendrick Lamar. You know, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Great album. So, guys, welcome to Radical Jack's Views. It's been a little... Actually, it hasn't been a while at all. It's been like 2 weeks. But, yeah, I just woke up. If you hear anything in the background, that's Journey playing with her tablet. We try to get it as low as possible, but, you know, she does what she wants because, you know, clearly I'm not the parent. Let's see. So, got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I just woke up, so my energy is not what you would call top tier. I mean, I feel great. It's just my, and then I also gotta, you know, not strain my voice, I guess. I don't know. It's early. I don't really feel like yelling or anything, but yeah, let's get to it. Is it really that long though? I'm tired and I'm feeling it. And that's it. Anyway, Radical Jazz Views, this podcast is brought to you by the haters. Anybody who's hating on you, hating on your lifestyle, hating on anything you're doing, they don't support you. It's sponsored by them, all those people. You know what I mean? So, do that. Had to cut that short. Anyway, let's see here.
What's wrong, baby? What?
I'm hungry.
You're hungry? Alright. Give me like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Alright. Here, go in there, go get some jelly.
Okay.
No, take your tablet.
Whew. All right, so I have kicked the gremlin out. She is now going to eat Jell-O until, you know, breakfast time. So, yeah. Anyway, as you can see, this pod is not going to be long. But let me see here. I don't even know where I really want to start. I kind of want to go off on the whole, like, support black women thing. Because, yeah, of course, we want to support all women. We want to support black women, of course, because, you know, black people, we have the, we have this disease where we want everybody to feel sorry for us. So, you know, let's stick with that and support black women because the only women that need support. And, yeah, I mean, quite frankly, we're just being honest. I'm really tired of us being so sorry. I'm really getting tired of us feeling sorry for ourselves and always wanting sympathy from everybody and always pretending like life is just so, so
hard. Life is hard for black people.
I don't understand, you know, like, yeah, racism, yeah, slavery, and I'm not discrediting that, obviously. Like, let's don't get too retarded over here. Stay in tune, stay focused. So, in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, shit was hard. Like, it was actually hard. You know what I mean? And then the 80s and the 90s, shit was still hard, but, you know, it was a little easier. And in the 2000s, shit got kind of easy. You know, it was hard. Yeah. And then 2010s, it was like, oh, okay. We can do what we want. And especially with social media. Boom. Social media made everything, like, accessible. Now you know how to do this and that. And the internet is here. And you can look up whatever you need. And now we're in the 2020s. And we're still feeling sorry for ourselves. I know black millionaires personally. Not on TV. Not, you know, they're not even entertainers. So it's not like because they're doing the typical pick up a ball or sing, you know, or act if you're too dense to put things together yourself. So yeah, I know real ones. I know black thousandaires, you know. These are people that make six figures, you know, and they're chilling. I also know black bums and losers, but that's not the target here. So the point is, if you get out of your own way, a lot of things can happen, you know. I'm getting really tired of hearing about how bad police are. Like, we got to cut that shit out, man. All police are not evil. Like, oh, Jesus, man. Like, if you would just adjust your mind and stop being a loser and stop staying in the same place, life could get really good for you. Like, really good. You know what I mean? Like, really, really good. Okay. And I'm not saying that as somebody who's just had an easy life, you know what I'm saying? I am a felon. Like, I have had a felony. You know what I mean? Not a misdemeanor, nothing like that, like an actual felony, you know what I mean? And I did the work and got that expunged and taken care of. But people are out here crying who don't have anything, don't have any records, don't have any kids, don't have any debt, like real debt. You know what I'm saying? They got like two credit cards and they owe like $2,500 and they're crying because life is hard and they don't know how to get out of the hole. But you literally have unlimited amounts of free time. And people get offended when you sit up here and say, oh yeah, like everybody, like, man, I ain't got kids, and they make it seem like that's just the, yeah, that is the ticket, my guy. My lady, that is the ticket. If you don't have children, you don't have an excuse. I have a cousin right now. She was raised in a household of wealth. I ain't gonna say they were rich, but I will say she never struggled. She never knew. She never worried about where a meal came from. Now, when it came to her mother, yeah, maybe so. Turn my mic down. might be yelling a little bit. When it came to her mom, yeah, maybe she was struggling just a little bit. But with her grandparents, who she mainly lived with because her mother was inconsistent, she never had that struggle option. She seen where everything came from. She seen what hard work does. She knew exactly what she was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So now fast forward, and she's early 20s and being a super duper loser. She likes to do drugs. She enjoys being with men who are trash or have like 15 kids or occasionally wrestle her, you know. And, you know, she's just like, yeah, this is cool. You know, she has no kids. She had a pregnancy scare because she's an idiot. And then, you know, I have 3 cars, right? So I've offered helping in a way. I said, I will give you 3 cars if you simply go to Job Corps, the Army, college, any commitment. Just show me commitment and you can use my car, right? Whew! A whole month goes by. Guess what? None of that. No job, just chilling, worrying about friends, posting on Facebook. Anywho, if you know me personally, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. If not, hey, whatever. But that right there is the type of shit that people get mad about. She's the same person who will sit there and say, like, nobody supports me, nobody helps me, nobody cares about me, I don't have any help, I don't have anything, I need guidance, blah, blah, blah. No, what you need is initiative and drive, and you don't have any. And I don't have time for people like that. And like Kendra just said, you can't please everybody. So with that note, if you hear me saying no to you on random things that you ask for, that's why. Because you can't please everybody, and I don't care. You need to learn how to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and get out of your own situation. Get out of your own way. It's possible for everybody. Everybody has an opportunity. Everybody has a chance. Side note, shout out to Zach. My man Zach just got a crib. He bought his first house. I love it. Black man, no kids, only a job. He saved up, did the right thing. He takes advantage of not having children because he actually takes advantage of life without them. He does as much as he can. He stretches his days out. I just, some of y'all are some losers, bro. I'm trying not to cuss, and I just told you I just woke up. But man, like, some of y'all really suck out here. Anyway, Meg Thee Stallion's a liar. And I'm tired of this support black women BS when y'all don't even stand behind the actual facts. So after all this nonsense has happened, now nobody wants to acknowledge the fact that Tory Lanez is cool and the doctor said that Meg Thee Stallion stepped on glass. But let's just listen to the nonsense and the terrible acting. Hey, Meg, how you doing? Let's see.
I never put my hands on anybody. I never raised my voice too loud. Like, this was one of them times where it was like, it shouldn't have got this crazy.
It shouldn't have escalated to right. The way that it did.
So I get out the car and it's like everything happens so fast.
So fast.
And all I hear is this man screaming. He said, dance, bitch. And he shoot it. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, he shot a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And I was
so
scared.
In the car shooting from the car, Megan?
He is standing up over the window shooting. Uh-huh. And I didn't even want to move.
What?
Mm-hmm. But
like, dance, bitch. Come on, dog. I mean, there's a few things from this whole article that are funny. You know, like she says her and Tory were never intimate. They were never in a relationship, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's just a liar. And, you know, everybody, of course, Meg Thee Stallion, I love her. Hot girl summer, blah, blah, blah. So everybody wants to believe her, but she's a liar, bro. And I just think it's funny that this is the nonsense that people believe. And then she had the nerve to go on Gayle and really do this BS interview. Anyway, now we got Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. You know what I'm saying? Like, Amber Heard, yo. Yo, I mean, we already knew what was going on with that. If you were paying attention, like, a couple years back, you already knew, like, Amber Heard was on some silly billy goofy stuff. But, man, like, bruh.
After Amber Heard finished with her testimony.
No, I don't like that. I want y'all to hear Amber Heard talking. everybody keeps trying to input their own little things here. I just want her talking. Here we go.
Don't. You're going to hurt yourself. Don't. It's okay. Please don't cut yourself. Please don't. Please stop.
Like, you can't see the faces that her and Johnny are making. I don't know who's putting this music behind this.
Your Honor, I think that might, if it's okay with Your Honor, I'm probably going to move on to something else.
Okay, I see you have quite a bit cross.
A bit. Not exactly sure.
So they put the sensitive music on because Johnny Depp is about to look at Amber.
Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we've come to the end of our week. So I won't be seeing you again until Monday. Yeah, I just want to give you the large jury instruction I gave you, and I'll try to give you on each Thursday evening just to remind that we'll see you for 3 days, okay?
Okay. I hate when... Side note, I hate when content creators put that silly Billy music behind everything. Like, if you put that nice ambient music behind your voice, it gives it more of a sentimental vibe or like a I know what I'm talking about vibe. I hate that. It's irritating. Anyway, so Amber Heard is a certified Looney Tune. After she pooped on the man's pillow, I was kind of done. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes a lot of courage to take a dump on a pillow. Like, that's weird. It's weird. What are you doing? Honestly, what are you doing? I haven't watched the whole trial because it's kind of stupid to me. Like, I don't really care. I know that Johnny Depp was getting abused by her. I heard the recording years ago, like, the initial one where she was telling him he was being a pussy and all this other stuff and blah, blah, blah. I barely hit you. I didn't even hit you that hard or whatever. Like, but y'all are over here, like, cancel her for Aquaman 2 and all this other stuff. Man, she's an actress, okay? Like, she's an actress. I'm sorry, but I'm not here to cancel people because they're humans outside of their art. You know what I'm saying? They're just, hey, it is what it is. So, I'm not that guy. I'm not here for it. So, let's see here. Let's move on to something more happy. Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness was good. And yes, I'm going to do spoilers, so if you haven't seen it, turn it off. I'm not making timestamps, so I don't know when I'm going to stop. But, okay, wait. Let me see. Maybe I won't. How long has it been? Has it been a week or two? I think it's been a week. I don't even know. Okay, we'll skip Doctor Strange. Just know that I like Doctor Strange, and there's a lot of people out here bashing it because they're tired of the woke movement going on by Disney. And I can understand that. You know, Disney's trying to do this thing. Kevin Feige has said, like, there's going to be a time in Disney where, like, all the heroes will be mainly women. We won't really have any men in the MCU. And that's cool and all. You know, I get it. Girl power and all that good stuff, but... can we stop being ridiculous? You know, remember when you could go to the movies and watch a film and it had nothing to do with real life? There was no subtleties pushed in it. There was no agendas pushed in it. There was no, like, oh yeah, look, we want to show you that we care, so we put this piece in there. Yeah. Can we get back to that, please? If there's anybody out there listening that knows a producer, make sure you tell them, keep this real world bullshit out your movie. If I want to see a comic book movie, that's what I want to see, comic book stuff. I don't want to see anything pushing for gays. I don't want to see anything pushing for black lives. I don't want to see anything pushing for white allies. I don't want to see none of that. It's annoying. We get it. There are social injustices in the world, and they're always going to be there. All right, they're going to be there. We can't delete them. We're not going to stop them. Racism is forever. Like, oh, there was an episode of Atlanta where this dude, Paperboy, had to do a press conference for this racist clothing brand. I think it was like a playoff of Gucci doing that big lip campaign they did a few years ago. And they were just like, yeah, so after this, is racism over? And of course, it's Atlanta, so it's surreal. It's not realistic. But like, the question is funny because that's something that somebody would really say. Is racism over now? Like, people are that stupid where they take things like that and they'll really believe, like, oh, yeah. because that happened, this is done. And it's just ridiculous, man. So there's this thing going on right now with brittle white people, mainly white women, who don't like the word Karen. It's a real thing. So, you know, it says, stop saying Karen. Karen is a sexist and racist term equivalent to the N-word for white women. Calling a woman Karen is an attempt to get rid of a woman's right to stand up for themselves. So, it's the equivalent to the N-word. So, let's not forget that the N-word is something mainly people think that you're, like, less than and you should probably die. Woo! Bless me. The N-word, you know what I'm saying? It's an actual racial slur. Karen is a name. You know somebody right now named Karen, more than likely. Ew. So yeah, you know somebody named Karen. You know what I'm saying? Like that's an actual name. And calling somebody who's extremely nosy and doesn't know how to stay in their lane a Karen is not sexist or racial. It's just in the words of Ludacris, a move, bitch, get out the way. Like, stay in your lane. Stop worrying about everybody else. Put your phone down. Let these people have a barbecue. Let these people swim. Let this person cut in line. And if the person that they cut in line didn't say nothing, then why are you here to be police? Just get your shit and go. That's a Karen. You're too nosy. You worried about everything but yourself. That is a problem. All right? If you're a Karen, you understand your problem. You know how you go to work and y'all have a team meeting or something and everybody's cool and they say something like, oh, we need you guys to ramp up productivity in this section. You know what I'm saying? We need you guys, hey, look, we need more milk. We need more milk, man. So we gonna have to put in more orders for milk. Karen works over there in the beauty department. Milk ain't got shit to do with her. I just don't think that we should have to do that. Why do you guys want us? Why do y'all want us to work so hard? Like, you're in the beauty department. Why are you worried about milk? That's caring for you, bro. Just complaining because they can't. Don't be a Karen. Everybody. I was going to talk about the alphabet people, but I don't even feel like it, honestly. Forget about it. Do you have your representation yet? Honestly, like, can we stop with the representation stuff? Even with the black, I don't want to see any more black representation either. Like, can we just have real? You know what I'm saying? If it's catered towards the audience, can it just be catered towards whatever audience is supposed to be without you trying to put a piece in it? If it's a movie about car racing, I don't need you to just throw in like random gay elements or make sure that we have a black friend or make sure that there's hip hop music so black people can relate. Like, we just need to stop all the inclusion BS. It's annoying because people cry about this representation thing and then you don't even know how you're going to be represented. It's not even a guarantee that it'll be represented the right way. And I say that particularly with Ozark. And I know most of y'all have seen Ozark. Every time hip-hop comes on, it's like some extra nonsense going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of disrespectful. It kind of, if you think about it, it ruins the show for you. It might take you out of the show, if you think about it. And, you know, that right there is nitpicking. And, you know, I get mad at people for nitpicking. But, I mean, that's just an example of, like, hip-hop using the wrong way. And last but not least, because this is a short show, I just wanted to say some things that were on my mind. Stop posting everything on social media. And then this is a point that everybody has heard a million, trillion, billion, billion, billion times. Stop posting everything on social media. I don't need to know how many guns you have. I don't need to know how big your house is. I don't need to know where you work. I don't need to know how much money you make. I don't need to know any of that stuff, man. It's just not, like, keep your business to yourself. Oh, man, me and my girlfriend just broke up. I need everybody to come in and help me out, man. I'm not doing okay. Don't you have real friends for that? Like, the whole reason you post it on social media is so your people that you want to see will see it. And if you want her to see it, she doesn't give a damn. Or he doesn't give a damn. If you know what I'm saying? Like, whoever's breaking up with who, like, the other person don't care. If you really miss them that much, pick up the phone and start dialing, like my man Leo said. You going through something? Pick up the phone and start dialing. Talk to the direct threat, not social media. Social media is not going to do anything. Also, stop talking about people behind their back when you wouldn't say that shit to their face. That's annoying. If you're not going to say it to me, don't say it about me. And if you're tolerating somebody saying something about me that you wouldn't tolerate if I was there, you should probably adjust your shit too. Oh, man. I've been reading this book. It's called the... What is it called, actually? Journey! I don't know what it's called. And I don't feel like getting up. There she is. Hey, love. Can you give me that book real quick? What? Yeah. I'm almost done. Yeah, give me that book. Let me see it real quick. Be careful, be careful. Why are you holding it like that? All right, thank you. You're welcome. All right, let me see. It's called The Way of the Superior Man, A Spiritual Guide to Mastering the Challenges of Women, Work, and Sexual Desire by David Dita or Data. I don't know how to say his last name, but hey, shout out to David. The book is dope, right? So I've had this book for a couple years, and I always start off reading it, and then I'll stop. So I've actually started reading it again, and I mean, obviously, like, now I'm trying not to stop. I'm committed, you know. So the book is just kind of like, it kind of just grounds you for who you are. Every man who reads that book, I promise you'll get a different thing out of it. That's why I'm not telling you what it's actually about. It's just, it grounds you for who you are, because it literally speaks to the individual man that you are, because it goes based off of your thoughts. So with that being said, I had a podcast that I was going to make, right? And I'll still make it eventually. I'm not going to go too crazy into it right now, but it's about being economic with your word choices. Obviously, that book is not about being economic with your word choices. It's just about being grounded in yourself. But I say that to say, I talk a lot, right? I say a lot of things. Sometimes I'm a dickhead and an asshole, and I say a lot of stuff that's rude. Sometimes I don't even mean to be rude. It just kind of comes off that way because of the way that I said it. I'm not apologizing because I don't care, but I'm learning that you have to care. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to learn empathy all the way. It's the selfishness, or, you know, some people, I actually had a counselor tell me that I was a narcissist. And I mean, like I said before, I've said this, if you have any type of platform, whether you're on TikTok or whatever, if you create content, you're a narcissist. Just know that. We have to make this. After I'm done making this, I will literally listen to it again so I can edit it. And I mean, the last few pods that I've made, I haven't even edited anything out. I've kind of just left it all in there because you get tired of doing it. And honestly, some of the stuff, like, I just don't care. Like, normally, me, I would have edited out Journey talking and all that stuff. Like, man, but at the end of the day, like, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a daughter. Real life happens, you know? It ain't like this is a song, you know? You know, it's a pod. So, I mean, you know, say it's real life, man. But, you know, if you make content, You are definitely narcissistic. You have a piece of it in you somewhere because you are literally your only fan. I am not talking to anybody right now. Right now, I'm talking to me because this is a recording. So I'm not talking to any direct person right now. I'm literally sitting at my desk and I'm talking to my computer. That's narcissistic as hell because of the fact that I know somebody's going to listen to this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know this is going to be heard. So it's just, it. I mean, when you think about it, it's kind of, you know, you're really self-centered, man. Like, I'm at a place where I know, like, yeah, this shit about to be listened to by, you know, thousands of people. Cool. Bet. Ha ha. Listen to me talk about whatever. But anyway, that was a tangent. Being economic with your word choices, man. Just hold back. Be chill. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go too far into it because I actually do want to do like a full pod about it. But I'm learning sympathy, empathy, you know what I'm saying? I have sympathy, obviously. I'm not a fucking psychopath. And I'm also trying not to cuss as much. I mean, I think I've said like 4 cuss words this pod, but whatever. I'm trying to, like I said, be economic with my words, you know? I'm trying to choose the right words to say at the right time instead of just saying a bunch of stuff all the time. It is not easy at all. It's very hard. And when you're already a jacker who just runs his mouth all the time, like that, it's really difficult, especially when you're a know-it-all and you enjoy debating with people. I don't enjoy arguing with people. I will. I used to always tell people, like, I don't argue. Nah, I'll argue with you too, but I enjoy debates. I dive into arguments. Whoa, COVID. Anyway, but yeah, guys, that's really it, man. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm gonna make a new ad because we don't wear masks anymore. So I gotta make something. You know what I mean? I gotta make some kind of, you know, but I don't know what I want to do. But yeah, this is the end. I didn't ruin Doctor Strange, so you know, said I hope I might have to edit that out, that part where I told everybody to leave for Doctor Strange. I might not. But yeah, man, that's about it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, more pod stuff is coming. I've been lazy. I got everything set up. I've just been super duper lazy. Like, super duper lazy. And my work schedule changed, you know what I'm saying? I was working nights for a lot. I've been working nights for years now, you know what I'm saying? Like, years. So I've always got off 11, 12, you know what I mean? Like, and now I work at daytime. Like, I'm with y'all normies, you know what I'm saying? 6 to 2? Shit, crazy. Crazy. Crazy chips and dips. It's awesome. You know what I'm saying? I get more time just being a dad. Like, you know, it's pretty dope. I really enjoy being in the sun. I'm a morning person naturally. It's just my body has gotten so used to the night thing that I'm trying to change. So, you know, just a little tidbit for you guys. Anywho, you already know what it is. I'm streaming on Twitch at RadicalJack_20. Hey, for real, go follow me on Twitch, man, because I won't make a podcast all the time, but I will stream on Twitch and talk shit about random stuff. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Eric July. He does this too. Or for canon's sake, depending on what you want to listen to. He has a podcast. He has a YouTube channel, but Eric July is pretty dope. But yeah, he's kind of the reason why I decided to do the whole Twitch thing. You know what I'm saying? You just get on Twitch and just, you know, talk about random stuff. So I've only recorded it and put it on there, put on YouTube once, but that's something that I'm looking forward to doing more too. And depending on how the podcast goes, I might start doing my pod live on Twitch if I could get a certain schedule or a certain day to lock that down. You know what I mean? Like, if I could do, like, 3:45 every Wednesday. You know, something like that. It's in the works. I'm brainstorming, trying to figure some things out. But yeah, I'm not really on social media anymore. But I mean, my IG and my Facebook and all that stuff is still like it's still there. I really don't want to be on social media anymore. Like, I don't care, man. Like, I don't care. I don't care about people's problems anymore. And I used to say that and not mean it. But now I legitimately don't give a damn about what you got going on in your life. I hope that you're doing good. I sincerely mean that. I hope that you're doing good, but I don't give a shit about what you're doing because it has nothing to do with me. I have my own shit going on. And I think every adult should take this approach, especially us millennials that grew up in this internet age and we've had MySpace and we've had Facebook and now we got Twitter and we got Twitch and we got Snapchat and we got TikTok and like just all this stuff, man. All this stuff that we take and it's just not personal anymore. You know what I'm saying? Me and Journey, we went to Incredible Pizza yesterday and we are taking pictures and making videos and all that stuff for me. You know what I mean? Like, we do so much stuff and we put it on the internet for everybody else. Why? You know what I'm saying? Like fuck people, man. And I mean, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I know somebody's hearing this and I'm sorry for cursing, but like, fuck people. Fuck their expectations. Like, fuck them. Do what's best for you and stop doing it for everybody else. Because at the end of the day, no matter what you say, anytime you post something on social media, you want validation. You want it from everybody else, especially y'all that be on your, like, maybe you don't do it in front of everybody, but when you post something and then you go and you're like, damn, okay, bet I got 2,000 likes. Okay, cool. Oh, I got 200 likes. Oh, I got 300 views. Yes. Like, and I'm not saying that like we haven't all, like I haven't done that. Like, I'm saying from experience, like when you go on there, like that shit is a drug. It's a disease. You're doing it for validation. You want to be validated by all these people that you don't fucking know. And another thing, oh, you make a podcast. Yeah, I do make a podcast. But to me, like, this is genuine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am a person who likes to talk. I'm a person who likes to have conversation. I can't have a conversation with thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I mean, I can, but it's not a possible thing all the time. So I make a pod, you know, and I put my thoughts out there, and I hope that you enjoy my thoughts. This is a genuine thing that I like to do. You know what I'm saying? I would love to be, like, an actor. In a different life, I would have been an actor, and I would have been, like, a stand-up guy, and all that kind of stuff. And don't get me wrong, I'm only 31. I can still do it, but I mean, it's just not a goal of mine right now.
Used to be.
Anyway, y'all know where I'm at. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, any major streaming site, music, podcast, all that stuff, I'm on it. YouTube, Radical Jack's Views. Shout out my boy Stover. He's got a new line dropping pretty soon. So he has the BTC apparel, which is more catered toward black people. And now he's got his new drop. It's called Stilo. And this is more like hip hop apparel. And I think Stover came up with a gold mine with this. This is dope. He's got great stuff. It's not officially dropping until June. But from the stuff that I've seen him do, I think this is the key. Like, this is what's going to take his brand to a different level. Because, no disrespect, but we isolate ourselves when we do that whole black-owned, black this, black that. We isolate ourselves. And you know what I'm saying? We think it's doing it out of pride. You know, like, we got black pride. And there's nothing wrong with having pride in your race. Whether you're white, black, Mexican, anybody who's got pride in their race, that's cool because that's what you are. People that don't understand that. Somebody said white power, you want to get crybaby and, oh, man, he's racist. But you say black power, and it's not. And I'm not some Uncle Tom, so shut the fuck up. I'm just saying, like, even playing fields, bruh. Even playing fields. You know what I mean? Matter of fact. Look, I was about to end, but let's just go on a rant real quick. Let's go on a rant. Come with me. Come down.
Come down the rabbit hole. Come down this hole. No. Don't turn it off. Come down here. Come listen.
Y'all remember Donald Sterling? Remember Donald Sterling was the owner of the LA Clippers? If you don't, go ahead, go look it up. The man was the owner of the LA Clippers for years, and I mean years. And this man never had anything against him. Nothing, no articles or people saying, like, you know, I mean, obviously there's people that speculated, but before he got fired, there was no official anything for him being racist. This man had a conversation, and yes, he was saying nigger and monkey and all this other stuff, and I think he even talked about Asian people too, but either way, he was in his kitchen. I just want y'all to let that marinate. He was in his kitchen at his house. And I know people are, oh yeah, well, he still said racist. I don't give a fuck what he said. If you can't have conversations in your own home without repercussions of losing your job, that is insanity, bro. That's crazy. There's nothing justice about that. There's no, like, white people been saying nigger in their house forever. And if you gonna sit up here and pretend like you ain't never said nothing crazy, like y'all wanna have a recorder in your car? On your trips to work, on your trips home, on your trips to the store, like everybody want to put a recorder and let's just see what you talk about. That was a moment of silence for your guilt right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's perfect and we need to stop acting like we are. Nobody is not racist. Nobody is not sexist. Nobody is not a bigot to something, someone, something. There is always something you don't agree with, and you wouldn't fuck with it no matter if Jesus came down here and told you to fuck with it himself. That's going to offend some Christian because I just said Jesus and fuck in the same sentence. But my God has a personality just like I do. Yeah. I just think that's so crazy to me, man. This man got in trouble for saying words in his kitchen, in his own house. And the one, the crazy thing is, he was talking to his wife. Oh, man. Anywho, stop isolating. You know what I'm saying? Black people, if you own a business, yes, it is black owned. But like, bro, you ain't got to broadcast that shit everywhere. You can just say family owned. We clearly see your black ass face. Chill. All right? Like, you don't have to do that. When you do that, you isolate yourself. You put yourself in a bubble. You put yourself in a place of pick me. And I'm sorry, that's just a hard truth. You know what I'm saying? It's a very hard truth. We want to be so pro-black, but we don't understand that pro-blackness at the same time is hindering us and keeping us small and keeping us from being bigger than we really can be. Stop worrying about black this and black that. We are forever black. We are forever strong. We built the country. We understand that. Teach that to your children so they don't lose focus and they always remember that. It's just that simple, man. Anyway. Yeah, I'm almost done. Come on, baby. This podcast is all about Jack's radical views. You, my listeners, are welcome. I don't have all the answers. Maybe you do. Let's discuss some. Journey, say bye. Come here. Where you at? Come here. Okay. Say, look right here in the mic. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
All right.